With the province set to pull a level of protection from historic properties, city officials hope to see a surge in local heritage designations this year and next. In fact, efforts are underway to inspire one. Later this month, registered historic property owners throughout Guelph will receive a letter from the city encouraging them to step forward for voluntary designation under the Ontario Heritage Act, OHA. A registered historic property does not have the same level of protection as a designated property. We're lucky to have so many great heritage stewards in the city, said municipal heritage planner Jack Mallon. I have a feeling that there's plenty of people out there that would want their properties designated and protected for future generations. During its meeting on Thursday, Heritage Guelph, HG, agreed to add its name to the effort. Letters are expected to go out between February 17 and 23, which is recognized as Heritage Week. There are about 2,000 properties on the city's Municipal Heritage Register, though that includes properties that are already designated, as well as some instances of several sites grouped into a single listing. We're updating the register right now, said Mallon, noting more than 1,900 letters will be sent out. Inclusion on the registry acknowledges a property's historical significance in the community, but it doesn't provide direct protection. It imposes an automatic pause on requested demolition permits. During that 60-day reprieve, City Council must decide whether to designate the site under the OHA or remove it from the register and approve demolition. Changes to the OHA set to take effect on January 1, 2027 make it so properties can be on the registry for no more than 2 years, and once they're removed they can't be added back for 5 years. That has heritage advocates concerned historic properties will be left without protection from redevelopment. Mallon figures about 80% of listed properties will be removed from the city's register come 2029. There's been 30 designations approved by City Council in the past decade, with a single designation made in most years. There were, however, bumps in 2018, 9, 2023, 3, and 2024, 11. Mallon hopes to see 50 or more designations approved this year, a mixture of staff-led priory designations, past HG recommendations for designation and volunteer property owners. Part of the idea behind seeking voluntary designations, Mallon noted, is to lessen the potential for appeals. A property owner's consent isn't required when council considers designation. If it meets the criteria for designation, we'll then reach back out to the property owner and collaborate with them on crafting a designation bylaw, he explained. We like it to be a collaborative process, especially because owners know their property best. So when it comes to identifying heritage attributes, we really look to them for advice and feedback. As noted in the letter presented to HG in draft form, heritage designation will recognize and document the historical importance of a property to the community, encourage stewardship and conservation of community history, and ensure character-defining building elements are conserved for future generations. It goes on to explain designation doesn't prevent changes to a property, permit public access, or decrease property values. Asked what will happen regarding the designation of city-owned properties on the register, such as McQuillan's Bridge, Mallon suggested they're not at risk of sudden redevelopment. We're always evaluating our own properties, but at least because they're city-owned, there's less risk, because we'd have plenty of warning, he said.